We are here with Amy Triana, and we are going to talk about Google's AI Studio. And for those who haven't used it, what that is, it's Google's experimental sandbox that allows users to test out prompts and play with chats and try to use their different models and see how they like. Now, Amy, I know you dove in, and when I say dove in, I mean, you're the six-year-old at the community swimming pool who hasn't even finished her peanut butter and jelly sandwich, but went right into the deep end.
You got it.
You didn't dip your toe in, you dove right in. So can you tell us a little bit about maybe how you've used AI Studio?
Sure. So a little about my background. I've been in my field of, you know, customer support and communication all around IT for around 15 years. And I do have a little bit of formal education in these things. So I just wanted to put out a small disclaimer. I begrudgingly went through coursework teaching me how to build apps and databases and code, but I really try to do that as little as possible in my life. So AI has been really helpful for me. So I forgot the question. What is the question again, Ryan?
How do you use AI Studio? And
okay.
What do you use it for?
So that's why I said that. I use AI Studio to be the genius coder classmate in my grad school program, even though I'm not in that program any longer. I use AI Studio to be the expert coder. That's the biggest way I use it. I suppose I also use it to help me with some writing that we have to do in IS and information systems, where we really need to get a message out and we want it to sound a certain way, have a certain voice. And we have all the facts, all the technical information. And so AI Studio can behave like really kind of like a team member, where you craft that voice, you give it the voice that you're looking for and give it the information, and it can deliver for you an article or a blurb or any sort of message, because we have a lot of different needs in a lot of different audiences to communicate essentially the same information to, but we want to adjust the message so that it's relevant for each of those audiences. I also use it just to have fun, because I get bogged down in all of our work that we're doing every day. And sometimes it's really cool to see what starter apps AI Studio has and play with it and really use it as that playground that I think it has established itself as.
So you gave us some examples of how you might use the chat interface.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the cool things is Google, because it's an experimental sandbox, they will release their models into AI Studio before they release the general public. So you could presumably test an article you want AI to write on, let's say, Gemini 2.5 versus 2.0, and see the differences and really see which ones you like better.
That's what I'm doing. And I wish I could say it was completely conscious of a choice, but I do recognize that when I use AI Studio, it seems to be even more advanced and robust than my Gemini chat.
And that's a good point, because one of the things you can do in AI Studio is adjust all the parameters and settings. It's not something the everyday user would do, but it's more how to structure a prompt where you can adjust the temperature, the top P, top K, and all that does is makes it more creative or less creative. That's one of the big differences between the regular chat and AI Studio, because the regular chat is just a more polished experience. If you want to really take control, then you would go into AI Studio and play around a little bit.
Yeah, I think I'm not using the temperature and other features as much as I should. So I want to do more of that. I think I usually toss a kind of what I think is maybe a more complicated need at it before I would toss that at Gemini. I'm not sure if that's the right way to use it, but that's kind of how I've been using it so far.
Well, basically, what AI Studio allows you to do is, instead of just getting served a meal at the restaurant and enjoying it, you can get the meal, go into the kitchen, talk to the chef, see what he's doing, and then come back out.
Have him crank up the spice and have your sauce on the side. And
but that's the difference between the chatbot and AI Studio is the chatbot is just that more polished experience. You don't have to worry about that stuff. Mm-hmm. But if you really want to tweak your settings, that's mm-hmm. where you would go into the chat portion of AI Studio.
Yeah, and it doesn't it do, maybe this is my imagination, but doesn't it do a little bit more of, okay, I'm going to explain to you my thinking on this, that, you know, AI Studio describes to you the different steps of its process and how it's going to deliver something to answer your prompt. And I don't think I get that out of Gemini.
When you use the different models in AI Studio, which is one of the really interesting things you can do, you can pick all the different models you want to use. Mm-hmm. So if you pick a reasoning model, so one of the new Gemini 2.5 reasoning models, it'll explain your steps.
Yes.
Now you could go back to a regular 2.0 model and not get it to explain. You can go to Gemma, which is the open source, or Learn LM, and you wouldn't get all that stuff.
Yeah. But see, here, I just looked at it and it is set to use 2.5 Pro Preview and or 2.5 Preview, which I really love. I really like that it's saying, okay, well, you want this, and here's how I'm going to go about doing this. I'm going to do this.
And
this,
it tells and this. You what the different model, you can use the different models for.
Right, right.
Which is really helpful.
Yeah, that is helpful. As you probably can tell, and our listeners can probably tell, I'm a very intuitive user of AI Studio. I am, I don't push all of the features to their potential, but I find it really valuable in helping me do any number of things. So.
Another thing that AI Studio integrates a little more than the chatbot is some of the multimodal capabilities.
Yes, and you've told me about some of the ways that you've done some of the live streaming.
Yeah.
Okay, so remind me, like, the coolest way you've used that.
Oh, the streaming functionality will blow your mind, because you can either use it as a voice assistant, or you can turn on your camera. You can share your screen, or you can use it on a mobile device. I've had it watch my screen and make a tutorial for me, or if I don't know how to use a piece of software, I'll say, where is this button, or tell me how to do this, and it'll converse back with me.
So the tutorial idea is really great. I know we could probably use this in our training team. So you can go through a process and it can help you.
Exactly. I was using an image editor the other day. Mm-hmm. And I asked AI Studio, I shared my screen, in natural language, I said, how do I make this edit to the image? And it told me to pull this menu down, select this option, and adjust the setting.
Did it give you screenshots and everything, or it just kind of described
it?
It
walked
Well, that's really
that.
Helpful, yeah.
It was doing that in real time.
Yeah, yeah.
And then on the phone, I've streamed video in real world and asked questions. One of my favorite stories is there was a light on my dashboard as I was driving. And I streamed. I said, what is this light? I didn't say what kind of car I was driving or anything.
Yeah.
And it, in voice, told me what that was.
That's awesome. Yeah, I haven't used that yet. And I guess, you know, I'm going to make sure that when I do, I don't have like any images, or everything that my eyes can see and understand, these models can see and understand as well. So that's data, and it doesn't have data protection. So
that's a very important point.
Yeah, caution on that. But a lot of these things are pretty innocuous, like the dashboard. You're not showing, you know, your birth certificate or anything like that. But yeah, so I can't wait to use that. I'll probably, you know, be super excited about it and chat you and
I think your favorite new find has been the starter apps.
Uh-huh.
Tell us a little bit about how you've used those.
Well, I just stumbled across, I kept seeing that in the menu, and I looked at it
the
other day.
Which is also an important point, the fact that you just stumbled on it, because everything we're saying can change tomorrow. This is experimental by Google, so everything changes minutely.
Yes. So just the other day, I think I was trying to get my thoughts in line for how we might, as a department, speak about AI Studio. And so I thought, oh, well, I've never used the starter apps. And so I finally went over there. It's so funny. It has a number of different cool, ready-to-go apps that you can use. You know, one of them is a flashcard maker. I have tried the GIF maker as well. You can give it a prompt and it will make a GIF for you.
And I have to plug the flashcard maker again. Anybody has young children, it is fantastic to use for elementary school subjects.
Oh, my daughter's going to eat it up. I'm
sure all of our college student listeners will also use it.
Yeah.
But for the elementary
really
school,
wish I had that in my anatomy and physiology classes. So I just think it's so fun. But of course, I gravitated to the silliest of them all, which is explain things with lots of tiny cats, which is what I can see at the moment. Of course, disclaimer, it may not be there tomorrow, but so you can give it a prompt and you can ask it to explain with lots of tiny cats and it's these little adorable drawings and it's frame by frame explaining the concept. And so you have the little cats and they're protecting the door from hackers getting in and they have the little secret code and they have the little key and it's just really cute. So I laughed out loud and anything that can make me do that is really valuable to me.
And it explains concepts in a different way.
Yeah.
And potentially ways that people would understand better than complex verbiage.
Exactly. And we have to do that a lot. We want to try to bring an idea, a technical, potentially quite boring idea to life and make it seem at least like the importance, make the importance relevant. And so that's been an amazing benefit to me with AI tools in general. It's just helping to, you know, it's kind of like you have your team of creatives in the room and they can all toss around ideas to you. It's really fun. So explain things with cats. I don't typically explain things with cats in my work. So it's really fun to have, you know, AI Studio do that for me.
So I think this is such a cool tool. It's very powerful. People might wonder, why would I use AI Studio versus the chatbot or vice versa? Mm-hmm. When would I use the chatbot over AI Studio?
Yeah.
You know, you've talked a little bit about going back and forth.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, is it random for you or do you have certain use cases?
I think it's my perception of whether it's complicated and I don't know if this is accurate, but, you know, I told you about my vibe coding that I did for the app that I wanted. I just wanted a basic HTML app to illustrate, you know, if you have one of our Wakeware laptops that our students purchase, it has repair coverage. And so they get 4 years of repair coverage. They don't get a bill. They have a spill or a break. They just bring it into the bridge and, you know, our team can coordinate the repair.
This episode is brought to you by
Wakeware.
Nice plug.
Your bridge to a great student experience. I had some data in a Google Sheet table, and I had some formulas there, and I could change the numbers, basically like this repair event would cost this much. This repair event would cost this much. And so I could change that in my sheet, but then I really wanted it to be just an interactive app on a page and see if we could find something that was a bit more, you know, like easy to use. So it built that for me. And then I thought, oh, well, I really want to say, you know, what's the difference in savings? I want to add that as a feature at the bottom. And so then AI Studio added that. And oh, can you make the colors a little bit more Wake Forest branded? Can you add, you know, old gold and black as the colors? And it did that. And so that was really great. And it didn't give me kind of, you know, flashbacks to grad school either. So that was good.
So tell us another use case you may have used in the chat app.
Sure. So recently, probably the most game-changing one was I had a spreadsheet that we were working on with our infrastructure team. They have these this work that they're doing over the summer, and it's different for every single building across campus. And so there's a big spreadsheet, has lots of dates, start times, end times, locations. And I wanted to let anyone across campus add any of these to their calendar, because I might work in trouble, but maybe someone that I have a lot of work that I'm collaborating with is over, you know, in Manchester. So I asked AI Studio, I shared with it the spreadsheet. I asked AI Studio if it could help me by finding a way for me to automate the creation of a new calendar appointment for every single one of these work windows. And it did it. It gave me code that it then told me to put to use in a Google Apps script. And so it said, you're going to go here, you're going to do this, make sure you have this, make sure you have that. And so I followed the steps and was just amazed as I, you know, went to the app script, I ran it, and I just saw the code running and calendar appointment after calendar appointment being created. And so it was a total of something like 25 appointments. And I looked at my calendar and they were there.
That's an incredibly efficient and productive use of some coding.
I thought so too. It was amazing. It would have taken me, and it would have just been so time prohibitive that I wouldn't have done that. It was awesome. So I kind of am still just amazed by it. And so, you know, the outcome of that is that we can put the link to add to the calendar in every one of those rows. We share that with campus, and then they have a very easy way to put something on their calendar so that they don't forget.
You asked the model to do all of this in natural language.
Yes, I did.
And it produced the code.
Yeah, I just said, this is what
so
I want
to
do.
So you just talked to it.
Yeah, I just talked to it. I probably was nice to it, but I gave it the spreadsheet. I gave it what I wanted to do. And I said, you know, how can I accomplish this? And then it gave me all the code. Yeah, it was great. It was awesome.
Well, for those who are curious, I resisted the urge to go to ChatGPT to ask this question. So I asked Gemini,
yeah,
when should a user use the chatbot versus
I did
AI
too.
Studio? And you know, it got into some technical details,
yeah.
But I think mostly the everyday user would probably use the chatbot because there are some instructions built in underneath. For instance, be nicer.
Yeah.
That's not built into AI Studio.
Okay.
But I think when you want to try different models and you want to, you know, try the different levels of Gemini.
So AI Studio will just like say it to me straight.
Yeah, because it doesn't.
I actually like that.
It doesn't have instructions built in. It's like the bare bones.
Yeah, you don't need to say please and thank you or say you're exactly right.
It's an interesting experiment to put the same prompt into Gemini 2.5 experimental in AI
funny.
Studio versus the chatbot. You will get weirdly different answers.
Yeah, I like that.
But then if you want to try different models, that's when you would go to AI Studio. Even LearnLM, which we don't have access to in the chatbot, that's a really cool education model you can use in AI Studio. But it's also important to note the different models have different rate limits. So your request per minute or request per day might change based on the models. So and as you pointed out before, there is no data protection in AI Studio.
Right.
So that's something very important for everybody to understand.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. Many of us have probably run into the same thing. A lot of the things that I want to do do not involve any sort of sensitive information or personal.
I don't know, those tiny cats.
Those tiny cats are just.
They're gonna steal your
Social
Security
number.
They have
names, Amy. They have names. So, yeah, I mean, it's. to me, it's pretty, it's okay for a lot of, almost all of the things I need to do. Yeah. But yeah, just a word of caution to be careful. We all have like certificates in our office, for instance. And so if we're doing a stream of our office, yeah, maybe don't show that wall exactly. No. All right.
All right. Well, this has been a tour of AI Studio. We've talked about a couple cool things you can do. You can go play with it, experiment, do different chats, test out different prompts. Use the stream live real time. I don't remember what it's called anymore.
But stream real time.
Yeah. Just a really cool feature. Remember, everything in AI Studio is experimental. Mm-hmm. So you can use something one day and then go back and it's not there the next day, or vice versa. Something might show up. Or you're really curious, have Tiny Cats explain something to you.
They're really cute.
Well, thank you for sharing your knowledge.
Oh, thanks so much for having me. I really appreciate it. It's a lot of fun, and I love the podcast. It's really been helpful for me.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening to the Deeks.ai podcast, where Wake Forest innovators unpack the real-world magic of artificial intelligence through candid conversations. We hope you'll continue to join us as we explore how AI is transforming work across campus, one fascinating story at a time.